download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
It's really surreal, you know? I mean, the Chili Peppers were recording in the room next door and, you know, just walking around in fleas, watching the Lakers game, and we're just talking about, like, you know, his last trip to the dentist and, like, just, like, you know, and, like, Rick Rubin's in there, you know, in the room producing that, their record. And you walk into this room, and it's this huge room, and there's this really famous photo of Frank Sinatra at this wooden podium, and he's surrounded by this orchestra, and it was in this room that we tracked in, and, you know, that white podium is still in there. You know, so I went up and touched it, you know, maybe some of his vibe rub off on me. So, it was just cool, you know?
Old Blue Eyes vibe seeping through the wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the intensity of the lyrics in some of these songs. I mean, we know the story about Pumped Up Kicks. Amazingly, you know, so many people all over the world listened to that song and went, cool, summer vibe, and then we learned what it was really about. But this extends to other songs on the record as well. You kind of have this theme of this really exhilarating summery pop music up against fairly dark lyrics. Do you like to kind of toy with that, Mark?
Yeah, you know, I think there's two different sides to me, you know. I the musical side, you know, I like to make really joyful music. And I think that's just musically, that's just what naturally comes out. That's what moves me. But then the lyrical side, you know, the storytelling side, you know, I like to talk about real life and I like to find stories. You know, there's a certain type of story that I tell. There's a lot of themes about just being the underdog and, you know, having enemies and really having to rise in the face of opposition. And you know, where does that come from? I don't know. Probably just, you know, my own experience, you know, whatever. You know, and it's fun to get into character. You know, it's like you write a really fun summery song and then you write all these, like, bubblegum lyrics on top of it. It's like, you know, okay, what's that? You know, it's like, I guess that's just kind of how I am artistically. That's just what comes out. I don't consciously do it.
Hearing your interview with Richard Kingsmill when you were in the country for a couple of shows earlier this year, talking about your day job being a composer for film and television ads, that's a really hooky kind of way of writing music, a very pop and hook mentality to small bits of music. Do you think that that has really affected how you write music now?
No, I mean, I think the reason they hired me was because I could write like that first, you know, and that's why... You know, excelled at that job. I walked in there already, like, writing, you know, being a songwriter that, you know, I think, you know, writes memorable melodies. But, you know, I grew up on the Beach Boys, you know. That was, like, much of my childhood was spent listening to them and nobody else. And Brian Wilson's a master at, you know, writing songs that are super melodic but also really intelligent and also really quirky. And I think that was, you know, it's just been really deeply embedded, you know, in my artistic, you know, heart or whatever you call it.
And there's a really strong sense of nostalgia as well in a band like the Beach Boys and that kind of sound. It will forever sound nostalgic in a really wonderful way.
Yeah, totally. A lot of music from that era, there's a feel there that just feels good.
Mm.
You know, all the harmonies and just the way that it moves, and it just makes you feel good. But no, I didn't always write music like this. I used to write music that was just really dark and really kind of dissonant and, I mean, and soulful as well. I think there's always been hope in my music. You know, I like to tell a dark story, but there's always a glimmer of light at the end of it.
talking about your past in terms of what you've listened to, what other stuff was at home? Because I hear such a distinct Happy Mondays swagger to Call It What You Want, which I love. Were you kind of into that kind of 80s, you know, all-out jam, fun party music coming out of the UK or beyond? What other stuff were you listening to when you were growing up?
When I look back on my childhood, you know, there are some things that stick out to me musically that are just interesting. You know, I remember the first tape I bought when I was, I don't know, 10 years old or 9 years old, was Ace of Base. And I loved that, you know, I played that all the time. And then I bought Daft Punk's record, Homework, you know, when I was, probably 11 or 12. And, you know, and then I started listening to Aphex Twin when I was, like 14. So there were a couple artists early on that kids don't, I mean, at least my friends didn't listen to them, really, you know. And I think that they were pretty influential. Aphex Twin was definitely influential in the way that I program music today. I always just love his percussive, melodic approach to sampling and just glitching out sounds and just creating things that nobody had ever heard before. But honestly, you know, I moved to LA when I was 18, and there were a lot of artists that I, you know, the first 2 years I lived in LA, my musical mind was blown. I was introduced to a lot of new artists. I don't even think I'd heard The Clash until I was 18. And was in LA, honestly. I didn't know who New Order was until I was in LA. Because in Cleveland, it's like hard rock. You know, I was in a hardcore band in Cleveland in high school.
Yeah, right.
There's not a lot of musical diversity there, you know, in Cleveland, Ohio. It's kind of all the same thing. And, you know, my songwriting really started to change when I moved out to Los Angeles. New Order became a big influence, and Joy Division, you know, you said the Happy Monday stuff, like all that British stuff, you know, and Blur. And, you know, those bands are, you know, the biggest influences on me today, I would say.